Spiritual the Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to Spiritual the Podcast.
I'm Nikki Renfro-Martinez.
And I'm Haley Mahoey.
And thanks for tuning into another episode.
Woohoo!
You guys, this one is really exciting. So we recorded the intro after, and we met with Lauren Ivy. Her Instagram is Open to Alchemy. You guys are going to hear all about her and human design. It is such a treat of an episode.
I'm really excited. I had no idea about any of this, really. but now I'm interested in it. Like, she had a lot of interesting things to say. It's really clear. Like, but, you know, you guys know so much. The way that you guys speak, there's, like, so many vocab words that I was like, oh, I don't know.
No, there wasn't.
There were a couple other ones that I was like, I'm just going to hold that question for now. Like, but it's good. It's really good. It's, like, things to click save on. And there's some good resources she mentioned, too, so. Yeah.
Yes. You guys, she is amazing. So get ready for this episode. We're going to get out of here so we can get started with it. But before we do, we forgot to say what we were drinking when we were talking with Lauren. So I am drinking this really cute bottle of red wine, Sangiovese. Did I say that correctly?
Sangiovese, yeah.
Yeah. Called Love You Bunches. Yeah. Have you had it?
I've had the rosé and I loved it.
Yeah, I have the red and it's really great. And it was recommended to me by a yoga friend, Jaya. She teaches at Free Lupin Shop. She has really good taste in wine. She was like, get this one. And I really like it. It's really delicious.
Mm, that's awesome. Okay, ufta. I don't know how to say this one. Poop.
It looks pretty. There's a big star on the front.
It was featured at Trader Joe's. It's like a couple weeks ago. It's still there, obviously. But I liked it. I got it and I liked it. It was like $6 and I really liked it. So I got it another time. Tenebris, maybe? Tenebris? I would have said
Tenebris, but okay. I don't speak correct.
I don't even know.
Like ever.
Wait, well, this is hard. But it's like, but it's a GSM, a Grenache, Syrah, and Mourvedre blend, I should say. I'm a fan.
Yay. So,
yeah.
Well, that's what we're drinking, guys, but we're going to leave now.
Yeah.
So that you can hear the episode of Lauren and then follow her, check her out after you're done and getting all this awesome human design knowledge. So this week, you guys, we have a guest, my friend Lauren, who I did psychic bootcamp with I've mentioned a bunch of times on this podcast. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yes, we're so happy to have you.
We're so excited to have you.
I know a little bit about human design. Haley, I feel like you don't know.
I know that nothing. Much. So
okay, great.
Yeah, I have all the general questions. Yeah.
Before we jump in, Lauren, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself, like what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Lauren Ivy, real name, first and middle. A lot of people are like, is that like a stage name? I'm like, no, that's actually my name. And I live in Atlanta, Georgia with my family. I am a human design guide. I am a Reiki practitioner. I do channeled sessions, sort of a new thing that I'm speaking out loud finally.
Yay.
My business is called Open to Alchemy. And it's all about sort of being this safe place, this idea that, you know, the transformation that we seek is available to everybody. So it's very much like a more modern, accessible take on spirituality. I love so many different modalities. So I often, you know, share about those on social and just really like being a place for empowerment.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Yeah. How long have you had this business? I know you've had your human design business longer than, you know, the channeling part is new. So how old is everything, I should say?
Yeah. So I'll start by telling you my human design type, which will make sense to people listening who know about human design. So I'm a manifesting generator, which is basically this energy hummingbird of types. So I have had a long and windy road, a very nonlinear path. I have done lots of things. And the funny thing is that I always sort of felt bad about it. Like I had this sort of, you know, conditioning that made me feel like I was flaky or non-committal. You know, you would be told growing up like, oh, you're supposed to find one passion and stick with it. And just it naturally never felt like that to me. I like loved all the things. I wanted to be and do all the things. Mm-hmm. And so that's just sort of what I started doing in my life and saying yes to a lot of different opportunities, which funnily enough was exactly what I was supposed to be doing as an MG. So that all came together. But I've been doing human design for, I guess, about 2 years now. Prior to that, I have done compassion training and health and wellness coaching. So sort of like on this path to, again, just more authenticity, people like really stepping into their truth and their power. And so human design is like a perfect modality for me because it really blends science and spirituality. Yeah. And then I've moved more into channeling and energy work through the past year.
Oh, that's amazing. So for those that don't know, what is human design?
Yeah. So human design is called the science of differentiation. And it's this really cool modality that was sort of downloaded into somebody in the 80s. So it's relatively new on like the woo scene, but it's this combination of ancient modalities. So there's the chakra system and the I Ching, and there's an element of the Kabbalah and Tree of Life and astrology. And it combines it with more modern science. So quantum physics, and, you know, this idea of, you know, external conditioning and sort of mindset, and it merges those all together, but there's more than 2 billion different combinations of people. That's how specific and individual we all are. And so it's really just based on this idea that at birth and 3 months prior to birth, we were imprinted with this very specific, you know, manual or blueprint for living our most aligned life. And, you know, when you get your chart read, there's so much information there. There's so many different things to learn about yourself. And that's really what it is. It's a process of truly learning about yourself so you can step more into your, you know, into authenticity, so you can find ease, so you can free yourself from struggle and resistance and so much of this conditioning that says there's only one right way for success. There's only one way to make a decision. There's only one way to manifest. It like really shakes all of that up and says there is a right way, a best way for you. And that's what it teaches.
That is
so, so,
cool.
So amazing.
Yeah. I had really never even heard of this until Nikki was talking about how she's a projector. And I was like, what?
You know, and it's a completely different language. It's like, it's, I mean, when I first started learning about it, it's like super overwhelming, you know, just because it is like learning a new language and, you know, some of the words and the terms and everything used. But when you, you know, when you work with somebody, you know, that's a guide or a reader, like their job is really to sort of translate that and bring it into modern terms and sort of, you know, put it in expressions that you understand in your everyday life. But it really is this sort of science of energy and that we're all different, you know, energetic beings and we all have different aura types. And it's also a lot about exchanging energy. So, you know, you are who you are alone, but when you exchange energy with other people, whether that be in a Zoom call or on the phone or, you know, certainly in person, your chart does change because you're exchanging energy with each other. So that's like another really cool thing that I love about it. There's places where you're here to give and sort of be impactful to those around you. And there's also places where you're here to receive and sort of sample and experience wisdom from other people. So it's just like this very beautiful, flowy, cool modality.
Very cool. That's awesome. And how did you come across it? Like, who introduced it to you first or what?
So I heard about it on a podcast and I heard somebody describing the manifesting generator, which was, you know, my type that like, oh, you know, you're going to probably go from thing to thing. You're going to move quickly. You're going to pivot. Like you're going to have this nonlinear path. And I was like, oh my, like, I'm not broken. What? Like, I'm so happy to hear that. And that's so much of what I get in client sessions. It's like, people feel seen for the first time. They feel validated. They feel understood. It like gives people like a sense that it's okay to be themselves, which maybe they had inside, but like depending on who they were around or who they were raised, like they just didn't feel this comfort necessarily and just being who they are, which is so crazy, but we all, you know, go through it at different points and with different people. So yeah, I heard about it on a podcast and then I started researching about it. And then I did like a huge self-study and then I did a training and then I continue to do more self-study, which I love that every reading I do, I learn something. I like see new combinations because mm-hmm. there's so many different layers and sometimes mm-hmm. they see patterns and sometimes new things come in. And now that I'm really stepping into my intuitive abilities, like that's what I love is that like, I'll sit with somebody and like, okay, all of a sudden I'm just like getting downloaded these messages. And at first I was like, is it okay to share this? Like, is this like mm-hmm. off message, off script? Like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. But it just felt more and more like, no, this is like the human design is sort of like the foundational tool for me to like have that rapport or that relationship, that entry point, but then all this other stuff comes in. Yeah. And that's what I think too is cool about human design in general. There's so many different intersections. So there's like nutrition pieces and there's parenting and there's relationships and there's intuition. And it's sort of like, you know, there's so many different ways you can go with it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I feel like so many people know about astrology and we talk about astrology all the time and I'm doing my own deep dive. And like, it's, I'm sure the same thing, whereas the further in you go, the more you're like, oh my God, the way that things interact, intersect, there are just so many possibilities. I've also heard human design described as compared to astrology, astrology is like your blueprint for your life. And then human design is the blueprint for how you're going to live your life or how you're going to move through those things.
Yeah. So I like that description. Yeah. It's sort of like the, how you, it's like, to, for me, it's like the what and the how, like who you are energetically designed to be and how you can practically like put that into, you know, your life in a practical sense, like how to activate that, how to show up, how to make decisions, how to engage with other people. You know, like I said, how to sort of schedule your day in terms of, you know, if you need a lot of variety or if you're somebody that's better at batching work or if you're somebody that gets absorbed in things. I mean, there are a lot of really practical components to it. But, you know, it is based on what whatever was happening in the stars at that time. So it is cool to see the combination of the two things. But it does pair well with like a lot of other modalities. Like, I think it's really cool with the Akashic Records, like to have the two things read together is a cool thing. And definitely the astrology component is really cool.
The Akasha what?
Yeah, I know. I know Haley's going to be like, what is that?
Your Akashic Records. So it's basically, and I'm not an Akashic Records reader, but I've had my records run multiple times now. So it's basically a hall, a library that has a book on every soul. So in your book is all of your past lives and your, you know, soul group of origin, like where your soul has come from and your arc, you know, your angelic realm and like your gifts and your lessons. And so that's like a very, very soul spiritual based thing. And then if you take that and sort of mix it with human design, which again, I think is more of like the, okay, how am I really supposed to navigate this lifetime? It's like a really cool combination.
Very cool. Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I'm just dropping things left and right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
The more stuff, the better.
Right. And then we all go down the rabbit holes of all the things, right?
Oh my gosh. I love that. So if someone wanted to know what their type is, they would need their birth date and their birth time.
Right. Birth date, birth time, and location. Yes. Because it does have that astrological component. Some people compare it to like the Enneagram, but it's different because the Enneagram is self-reported and this is, you know, based on your birth information. Yeah. And then you get, you know, it's free to put in your information. There's a bunch of different sites. I'm working on having a link directly from mine, but you can go to mybodygraph.com is sort of like a general one. And then you're going to get a chart and it's going to be shapes and colors and numbers and all different things, which is totally confusing, but it will tell you your energy type, which is basically like the essence of your energy. And there's five different types. So I'm a manifesting generator. Nikki, you're a projector. Did you pull what you were?
I'm going to do it right now.
Okay. Ooh, exciting.
My body chart.
My body graph.
Oh, my body.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So it tells you your energy type and then your strategy, which is really the way you're meant to engage in the world, the way you're sort of meant to understand opportunities and exchange energy with other people. It will give you your authority, which is your decision-making body. So many people have been told, oh, just go with your gut. Like that's the way to make decisions, but that's only correct for a certain population. So there's actually 7 different ways that we can have that we're meant to make decisions, and it'll tell you your profile and it'll give you, you know, your gates and your channels and all this different lingo that I'm going to overwhelm everybody with.
Very cool. Love it.
Super, super cool. Yeah. And we totally feel that manifesting generator energy. We're both Geminis.
Okay.
So we feel that same like bouncing around and being so involved in so many things, but I wish I was a manifesting generator.
No.
I'm a little jealous.
But that's the thing. Every energy type really has so many special, incredible qualities and gifts to offer. You know, as a projector, you know, you really are here to be that guide, that mentor, that person that looks at something from such a unique perspective, from that bird's eye view. You know, you're here to be able to see things, whether it be systems or logistics or, you know, different ways of doing things that are easier and better and smarter and faster and, you know, and not have to expend the same amount of energy that like a generator or a manifesting generator would. You're really here to sort of be like this new type of leader, this new energy type to help people really succeed. And so, you know, in terms of team building and collaboration, it's incredible to have people from all different energy types. And that's really the way that like beautiful stuff can happen, is if you have, you know, all the types represented. But any type on their own is absolutely like 100% set up for success. Like everybody can do everything. It's just learning the best way for you to do it. Like a projector, you know, is not best to have like a 9-to-5, whatever, nobody has that, an 8-to-8 job, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a projector is meant to really have like a targeted few hours of work, like 3-to-4, like really like bust it, dedicated hours of work. And then the rest of the time you're doing things that are like lighter or softer work. You're reading, you're researching, you're brainstorming, you're, you know, doing art or doing other things that sort of replenish and like fill you up, so that when it comes time again for your like burst of work, like you're ready to go.
That makes sense. That makes like so much sense. That resonates. I've heard other things just like, you know, for a projector, you don't want to work that much. And I'm like, but I work so much and I don't mind working so much.
Yeah.
But I do feel like you said, you know, having your really hardcore work to a short amount of time, but then using the day to read or make art or replenish your cup. I feel that.
Yeah. And you don't need to like run around like buzz, 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 like doing all the things. It's definitely like more of an energy type that benefits from, you know, self-care and rest and like, you know, time by yourself, because you are most likely more open, you know, based on your centers. There's 9 centers in human design versus 7 centers in the traditional chakra system. And so with that openness means that you are naturally going to absorb more of other people's energy. And so that time alone, you know, getting into bed an hour before you're tired just helps you sort of shake off what isn't yours and like reset and really like get back into your own energy.
That makes so much sense. So, so, so much sense.
You're like, how do I do that now?
Yeah. Wait, Haley, do you know your type yet?
Yes, I'm a manifesting generator.
I knew you were one.
Well, yeah. I love it. So you and I are the same energy type. And again, that's like the energy hummingbird. It's like the multi-passionate, like love all the things, you know, has so much capacity for doing and like having a lot of different balls in the air. And like, it's great to be like on projects or be on things where it's like you can switch throughout the day from like thing to things as your energy and attention sort of like ebbs and flows. And yeah, but it's really crucial for the man gen to like more than anything else, just connect with what lights them up. Like that's what makes us our most magnetic, when we're just like in the flow, like following what we love, not worrying each and every detailed step. Like we don't know where our path is going to lead. It's sort of like, it's almost like you're like making a quilt, and like, I don't do quilts, so I don't really know what that means, but it's like, you're like, you know, like you have like all these different squares along the path. You don't know what's going to happen, but at the end, it's sort of like you make your own unique life because you have such a unique like path that you followed.
Yeah. No, I could definitely, when you were talking earlier about having a lot of balls in the court kind of thing, I was like, yeah, I could see that. Oh, maybe it says not, what, not self. Does that mean you don't?
Oh, are you, where it says you're not self?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So your not self is a feeling that you will have when you're not being yourself. So every energy type has a not self feeling and also a signature feeling.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, the not self, I could like be like, those are my flaws, like my flawed feelings. Like my, you know, when I'm not doing my best, that's how I feel.
Yeah, but, it's a little bit of like a cue to like sort of like where have I given my energy away to other people?
Yeah.
Where have I stayed with something too long? Like you probably have like that voice that's like, I'm over this. Like, I just don't want to do this anymore. And like, that's the time to pivot, change course. But because of life, family, obligation, whatever, like we could stick with something past its prime. But like, I don't know if you've had that experience where you just wake up one day and you're like today is the last day. Like I literally cannot do this thing anymore or I'm going to break down.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yes. Yeah. That's our point where we're like, okay, I'm ignored the whispers and now I'm going to throw a tantrum because I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cool. I love how people just like resonate with their energy type. It's like so fun.
Yeah. No, it's really interesting. I can't believe I'd never looked into this, but it's really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, message me afterwards and I'm happy to do a reading for you.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I certainly will. I know. Yeah. It's always hard doing it on podcasts.
Yeah. All your business is out there for everyone. Yeah. That's how we do it though.
Yeah.
Lauren, what are the other energy types? So we talked about manifestation generators, projectors.
Yes. So there's also the generator. So the generator is similar to the manifesting generator, but different. The generator is very much also this energy type. It's creation, it's building. It's like these people that just have like this sort of like a buzzy energy about them, like go, 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 do, do, do. They have a path that is more, I would say, traditional or linear. They have something where they master things over time. So these are people that do tend more to find like a few passions and really like grow with them, you know, become crafts. It's like their artwork, their whatever it is that they do, it like their work becomes an art form to them in a way because they just grow and develop their skills over time. It's definitely just like this beautiful, capable, vital energy being. You know, as with the manifesting generator for both types, because they have so much capacity for work and doing, there can be like a sense of duty or obligation that sometimes gets put on them, you know, whether it be consciously or, you know, subconsciously, people just sort of like either assign them tasks or ask for their help. And because, you know, we sort of have this seemingly never-ending tank of gas, we often take on things that aren't really aligned for us and we don't really want to do, but because it feels good to help, we could sometimes get into the people-pleasing mode. So that's also a generator quality. And then there's the manifestor. So that's another energy type. And that is really like the innovator, the fire starter. Like these are the people that are here to like spark change, spark a movement, light it up. But again, not here to like maintain all the work, not here to like do all the different elements of it. They're really here to like be fast, like super quick to action and like get something going and then move on to the next thing. So that energy type is super critical. It also can have a little bit of like a polarizing energy type. Like most manifestors that I've read, like they very much identify with like, not everybody loves them and they don't really understand why. And it's because their energy is so big and bold. And that just doesn't jive with everybody. So for them, it's like, you know, one of the things that they need to do is inform other people because they move so quickly. And that sort of like softens the energetic resistance that they feel from others. But also their job is to just be themselves and they're going to find their people. Like they're not for everybody and really stepping into that versus like trying to play small and trying to dim their light. And then there's the reflector, and the reflector is the rarest type. So that's only 1% of the population, and they're completely open. So like, if you look at their charts, they have all white or open centers, and they're really here to be a mirror or reflect back to everybody. They're like the chameleons. They can feel all the things. They're, you know, definitely more on like the sensitive or like, you know, empathic side fully, because they are so open.
Oh, yeah. So interesting. Yeah, it makes me want to know all the people in my life's
human
design type.
Yeah. It's like a game changer. Like, first of all, like doing my husband, doing my children. And now I have like this sort of like weird thing. You probably do this with astrology where you're like, I bet you're a Sagittarius. Like I do that like with human design. I'm just like, I feel like in my bones that like you're this type. Or sometimes like when I do a reading, like even if I don't know the person, I'm just like, let me just tap in. And like, I'm getting actually really good about being like, oh, I knew you were man, Jen, like what, or whatever it is. It's super fun to be like, I knew you were that energy type.
That's so amazing.
That is cool.
So, so, so amazing.
As a parent, does this influence the way that you handle baby breakdowns or, you know, because you know what they're inclined to do? Or
yeah, definitely. So it's funny. So we are a family of all generators and manifesting generators. So we are an energetic family.
That's wild. Which
it's wild. But it also in some ways makes it easier, because I think sometimes when you have blending energy types in a family, like it just takes like a lot more awareness of like, okay, this is what works for me and feels good to me, but maybe my child is like, let's say you're a projector and you have a, you know, generator kid, like you're going to have to, you know, set up more activities for them. Like you're going to have to understand like their energy type, like maybe they're not tired before bed. So it's like, okay, like as a generator or a manifesting generator, like maybe they do some stretches or some yoga, or like maybe you do like some sort of physical activity to help them unwind, where, you know, if you have a projector kid, like it's really better for them, like I said, to get into bed earlier and sort of have that downtime, have that quiet time, maybe establish some more like, you know, routine and ritual about like coming down before bed. Mm-hmm. But also, so in addition to the energy types, like knowing my children's authority, they both have an emotional authority, which means that they always have this up and down emotional wave that's happening behind the scenes. And it's not something that they do or control. It's just part of their, you know, design, the way that their body is, you know, just set up. And so for my husband and I that are non-emotional beings, we really have to watch that we are not like jumping on their crazy wave. It's like, I can see it. I can see that they're like having this moment, and I don't need to overly identify, and I don't need to ride the roller coaster with them. Like my best thing to do is to just be patient, be calm, be cool, and like let them know that when they come back to like this place of neutral or, you know, calm, like I'm going to be there for them again, but like, I can't control their emotions. I can't fix it for them. I can't change it. All I can do is just like teach them that like, yeah, this is the way, you know, you're going to feel good in a few minutes. Like it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And also like they're not made for spontaneous decision-making. So that's another like really practical thing where it's like giving them the heads up, like, okay, tomorrow we're going to get to do this or that. So spend some time thinking about it versus being like, okay, here we go. We're leaving. Like, what do you want to do? And that could be like, I don't know, like indecision. So there's a lot of different ways. Those are just two small examples of how it works in real life.
That's really cool. Even as a teacher, it makes me want to handle, you know, your emotional influxes and
Oh my God. I think it's amazing. I have had numerous teachers that I have had as clients who have been like, why are we not getting this as like part of like every kid's like, you know, paperwork, like when they enter school, like, why is this not here for us? Because it is, it's so tremendous just to know that like some kids naturally have more energy and are more active than others. Mm-hmm. You know, some kids have an undefined spleen, which means that that's, you know, their survival and their like safety net. And if that's undefined, they are going to hang on to you. They are going to hold on to you. They're not going to be the first ones to run out. And, you know, they're the ones that are going to stay close to you. And so rather than pushing them or sort of teaching them that what they're doing is wrong, is just helping them feel more safe and secure in themselves. And so, yeah, I mean, there's so much potential, and I'm so excited for like the future of what this is. Like, we're not all the same. Why have we been trying to all be the same?
Right. That's so interesting. Mm. Nice.
No, super interesting. I agree. Yeah. I think we should all, you know, when you're starting a new job or going somewhere, say you have to be able to tell them what your human design is, and like also your three main astrological signs. I just think that's so important. And
I know.
Yeah, as a teacher, yeah, you want to know your kids' stuff.
Yeah,
for sure. It's definitely helpful.
Mm-hmm.
In my yoga class, I have my students do an astrology assignment where they write all about all of their signs and stuff. So it's always really interesting. And they just love it. Yeah. They're teenagers. So they're like, they're really into all the spiritual woo-woo stuff, which I'm like, oh, I love you guys so much.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I mean, that's the thing. All of these modalities are just so you can like see yourself, so you can know yourself, so you can be more comfortable in your own skin, which, you know, I love so much. I feel like there's such a shift happening that like all of the, you know, this old style of like, well, this is how you make money, or this is what love looks like, or this is what you're supposed to be successful, are like breaking down in a major way. And like, I think all of these like self-discovery modalities and their increasing popularity is a huge part of that, that like, no, I don't have to fit the mold. Like, I'm going to figure it out for myself. Like, you know, there's no more important relationship than the one that you have with yourself. And I think for me, I've spent way too much time in a cycle of like looking for outside approval or outside validation, or like, you know, being worried what people thought about me if I was different or showed up in a different way. And I'm like, no, I give zero F's about that anymore. I'm done with that.
That's awesome. That's like some tea I need to drink. So that's great.
Yeah.
Well, some of it happens with age. I will say, like, that is one of the benefits of getting older. And even like, you know, stepping into like motherhood, it's like, I have birthed these beings. Like, I think that I can do what I want to do from now on.
For sure. That's awesome.
But even just like, imagine how you're saying when you meet with your clients and they're like, they feel so validated now. They feel so seen for who they are. Mm-hmm. If children have that from the beginning and they're not socialized to act just one specific way, then just imagine how they're going to grow up versus, you know, when they're older and they're like, oh, now I'm okay with being who I am. When like, I should have been able to feel this from the beginning, but life has been telling me that I can't for so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so many of the kids that are being born today are so much more sensitive. They're so much more aware. They are just like so much more, I don't know, they're just connecting in a different way. Like, I don't know if it's the veil is thinning, or it's like, you know, the generation that's having them is, you know, has grown up just being more aware of the things. And I also think there is like this evolutionary piece to like, you know, the souls that are coming in now are just like ready to like break it wide open right away. But it is cool, like the education things that are happening. Like, I think that more and more there's services and programs that are coming up for like, not just like, you know, big learning differences, but like everybody learns differently. Like it should all be like more individualized and less like, okay, you're going to study this, you're going to take the test, you're going to go to this school, you're going to be this. It's like, I feel like a lot of that is breaking down, which is great.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you find that your kids are super intuitive already?
My kids are a hot mess. I think that my kids are really, first of all, I feel without question that we were meant to be together. Like, there's no doubt about that. I do think that they are very empathetic little beings. I think that they have a lot of feelings. I think that they communicate their feelings a lot. And part of that is because, you know, as my work as a human and as an individual has bled into my work as a mother. So that's a good thing. Yeah, but no, I feel like they just have senses about people. Like, you know, people in my family or like people that we're friends with. Like, I feel like they're just like, we'll come home from someplace and they just like notice things. They're just like clued in a different way. So yeah. And I try to like not push too much of my stuff on them, but like, they love to pull a card. Like they have their little crystal collections. They're like, I'm practicing Reiki on them. Like they do the little acupressure thing. I'm like, gosh, I think I have probably put a lot of stuff on them.
That's awesome.
No, yeah. When I have kids, they're going to do all the things.
I love it. They like walk in and they're like, can I pull a card? And I'm like, okay, what are we doing today?
Yeah. Well, it's cool that they gravitate towards it too. It's like, it says something to not, to let them, you know, make choices that are leading them there. And it probably will mean more to them getting older, being that it is that way, as opposed to you being like, honey, pull a card, like, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
But I mean, my kids, they're just like, what are you, like, I'm making kombucha. Like, I'm like, I bought this new like detox water, and they're just like, what? It's like green chlorophyll. And they're just like, what are you doing now? Like, what is happening in this house?
That's hilarious. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, babies. I'm like, you'll see later on, you're going to reflect back that I was the cool mom, even if I'm like, not like any of the other moms right now. That's okay.
Yes. That's
awesome. I mean, we still eat goldfish. Like, we're not like totally like, I got to throw them some of the regular stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. No, it's going to be amazing. Yeah. They will for sure reflect back and be like, that was really fucking cool.
Yeah.
We did all that stuff.
Yeah.
Let's hope so. But it's like a different responsibility. I mean, I feel like for my husband and I, like, you know, knowing that we come from a place of, you know, privilege, like, I feel like uber important to, like, I love that we live in Atlanta. We live in like an activist community. Like, it's like a lot of responsibility to like keep them aware and grounded and give them perspective. Like, they have no idea how fortunate they are. And like, even, I mean, with all this stuff with the pandemic, like the fact that they've generally been okay, like, yeah, their life has been disrupted, but like, we've like worked really hard on being like, you know what, we get to go outside every day. Like, you get to ride your bike, you get to go on a walk, like, you get to see our neighbors. Like, no, we're not like, you know, doing all the things and traveling and being in each other's houses, and there's been no sleepovers and like any of that like regular, you know, fun kid stuff. But I'm like, they have no idea how lucky they have it. And, you know, even, you know, their privilege in so many other ways, like just trying to teach them to like, you have to stand up whenever you see something that you feel is not right. But that comes from having a sense of self. Like, I think that's where like a lot of the disconnect is. It's like, you know, you, like, I feel like sometimes it feels indulgent to like play in this space of like spirituality or like, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. No, for me, it's like, I am so much more secure in myself. So I don't worry about saying something. Like, I know that I'm going to say something because I know who I am and I clearly see right and wrong. Do you know what I mean?
No, 100%. We were just talking about spiritual bypassing the other day, and we're going to do an episode about it. But yeah, I completely feel that sometimes it does feel, you know, like it's a luxury for us to be able to, you know, make time to meditate every day and like have our oracle decks and do all these things, but it makes us stronger when we do the work ourselves so that we can go out and actually make a difference from a place that's like authentic and honest versus, you know, this like disguise or mask that we're like just putting on to say we're making a difference.
Oh my gosh. So much. Yes. Yeah. Like, if you're truly in it, which, you know, I, without a doubt, the three of us are, like, this work is like to improve me so I can be of service, so I can be out there being a better me for other people. Like, that's, you know, what it's about for me. Like, I just want to, I see so many people just like not courageous enough to shine their light for so many different reasons. And just to let people know that like their voices need to be heard. Like, they're here to make a difference in somebody else's life too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if people don't even have the, you know, having the practice of sitting and reflecting allows you time and space to think about things that if you weren't doing that, you may have a harder time finding gratitude or perspective or seeing points of view that aren't what you've grown with. I'm not very like, Nikki knows obviously, but I'm not super spiritually connected like in this way, but I think it's really interesting. And I'm like, I love listening to Nikki talk about it and I love learning from her. I certainly like haven't yet put things into practice the way she has, but I completely see the value in it and love that it connects people in a way that, you know, under religion often gets like pretty,
can get messy.
Yeah, there are easy ways to find conflict. There are easy ways.
Judgment.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And this is really just about being beings, and like being beings with our eyes open and recognizing our privileges, and what we can do to be better beings, and make a better world. I think that's really cool.
That's so amazing, Lauren, that you're doing that with all your kids, because. Yeah. So many people aren't. And Haley works, I mean, I work with high school kids, so it's a little different, but Haley works with children. And so like, just knowing that there are parents out there that are doing this work is so great, because we want to be parents like that one day.
Yeah. And even teachers now, it's like so cool. I mean, until even Nikki and I started this podcast, I never really asked my kids, like my students, what their sign was. And now I'm like more so connecting to that and kind of able to, you know, like even when I like find out that someone's a Gemini, I'm like, oh, you're a Gemini. And it like gives me a little bit of a connection that I didn't have before, or maybe like a curiosity about why they are the way they are, why they react the way they react to certain things. And yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so cool. And I mean, these archetypes, these modalities like have been around for like so long. Like there's no question that like, you know, about their validity and like how much they resonate with people. And so, you know, yeah, I mean, I believe all the things, and it is hard. I feel like, you know, materialism is something that we fight a lot against. You know, you know, just trying to remind them and instill in them like what's really valuable in this world, which is super hard right now when it's like, you know, so much is about like the influencers and YouTube and TikTok and all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't believe they're going to be growing up in this like social media driven world, which is in most parts, you know, fake. Like, let's face it, like what they see is somebody else's highlight reel. And it's going to take a lot. Luckily, they're not on any of those things yet. But I just feel that that's coming, that it's going to take a lot of work to remind them, like, the only thing that is real is what they are experiencing at that very moment. Like, that's a mantra that like, we talk about, like, right here, right now is the only thing that's real. And truthfully, like, I mean, even all the stuff outside, like the only thing that you really know is real is like what's happening with you at that very moment. Like the whole rest of it, like we really have no proof of that.
Yeah.
Not to go like totally away from you, but.
No, yeah. Yeah. No, totally.
But yeah, no, I know I'm in for a ride of some sort.
How old are your children?
So my daughter is 11 and my son just turned 9.
Oh yeah.
That's
yeah.
a fun stage in life.
Yes. I mean, they're incredible. They're like, they're sweet. They're smart. They're creative, but they're very uniquely them. Like, that's what I love most of all. Like, they are strong-willed, which is challenging. And I know is also going to set them up, you know, for future success. So it's like just trying to navigate those waters of not taking it all personally, because they're their own humans, they're their own souls. Like I don't want to I want to shape them, but not in like a way of like making them like me. I want them to just know themselves better, you know, as I would with any of my clients. Like I just to be as much them as they can be.
That's really cool.
We need more people like that in the world.
Yeah, for sure. Well, check in with me in a few years. When I pulled all my hair out.
Yeah. And you're like, my kids are little monsters. No, they're going to be great, but. They're gonna be
Yeah. But that's, I mean, I think back like what I did to my parents and I'm like, oh gosh, that's going to come back to me big time.
Oh, well, I was an angel, so.
Yeah. No, you probably were an angel, Haley, though, actually.
I totally was, actually. But I still feel like there'll be something I'm paying for by the time I actually have kids.
Yeah. Something always comes back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, Lauren, mm-hmm. where can our listeners find you if they want to either connect, follow you on Instagram, or schedule a session with you? And I know you have some like exciting like things coming out too. So like, where can people find all of that out?
Yeah, thank you so much. It has been so fun and such a special time to get to share with you guys. So thank you so much for having me. I am at open2alchemy, toalchemy.com, and on Instagram at open.2.alchemy, and Facebook open to alchemy. So yeah, human design readings and incorporating intuitive sessions. And yeah, I have some fun new things that I'm working on. I have a new like mind, body, soul package, which is like a small human design reading, like three different sessions, human design, Reiki, and also like channeled wisdom and guidance. So it's sort of like this holistic approach to looking at somebody. And I also do just like channeled readings on their own if somebody's looking for a connection and, you know, wants clarity on a certain topic. I sort of connect, and I've been, you know, just doing like automatic writing and getting really beautiful, supportive, loving messages. Sometimes a little bit of a kick in the butt if that's what the person needs. Mm-hmm. And then I have a new program that I'm launching soon called Accelerated Alchemy, which is basically for other, you know, soulpreneurs. So my background is in marketing and advertising and strategy, and I'm finally bringing that onto the table with this other spiritual stuff. So it's basically like a 30-day, like from passion to plan type program where we incorporate human design and, you know, energy healing and, you know, channeled wisdom, but also with strategy and practical sort of like marketing and other plan stuff. So people can really leave the program in 30 days with like a solid plan, but also actually having the clarity, the confidence, and feeling empowered to move forward with what they want to do.
Wow.
That's amazing. Really
cool. Yeah. I'm so excited. It's sort of like, you know, spirit guidance with business coaching. So yeah. I'm super excited.
That's awesome.
Thanks. And that's amazing. I feel like so many spiritual people have all the spiritual things and they're connected, but the marketing strategy business side is a little disconnected. So like to have a program that's focused on both and integrating them together is amazing.
Yeah. Thank you. And I feel like that is like my whole approach is like, I call it like part woo, part work, which has always really spoke to me. Like I never really felt like I fit in one world or the other. I felt like I've always been able to straddle both sides of it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, there's a reason for that. Like there's a reason that I can be in both places. And I think it's like being able to bridge this gap and bring these two things together. So it's like, you know, part mystical, part material, like part spiritual, part strategy. It's like bringing mm-hmm. all these things together so that we can really just be of service in the world, you know?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
That is super so cool. Awesome.
Thanks.
Cool. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for doing this with us.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. This is so amazing. Nice to meet you. And yeah, I had no, like, I'm so interested. I'm going to do a bunch of research after this and I'll reach out, I'm sure. But
yeah. Oh, I can't wait. We'll get you in that human design rabbit hole. No question.
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. It was kind of fun to come in with zero knowledge and like be like, oh, yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I dropped a lot on everybody, so I hope that it was okay.
Oh, I'm no, sure. I loved it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, and we will see you next time.
How do we turn this off?
I don't know.
Shit.